Hi, Kitty Wink listeners.
I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Juliana. Glad you're all here for story time.
Okay, open-hearted, playful, and intelligent listeners. This is episode number 8.
Woohoo!
This story highlights the number 8, you guessed it, and the letter H.
Thanks for listening and being part of the Kitty Wink crew with us and our octopus pal, Ozzy. Are we ready to guess the animal in this story?
You know we are. Let's go.
All right. Here are the 3 clues. This animal is humongous and has 4 short legs.
Okay. There you are again with the 4 leg.
So helpful.
Not that helpful, but short legs. Okay.
Number 2, they are semi-aquatic, meaning they live in water and land.
Okay, cool.
Number 3 and final clue, the animal's name starts with an H.
Okay. Listeners, what do you think it is? Is it a hippo?
It's a hippopotamus, also known as a hippo. Good
Yahoo!
Job. Now, hippos live in rather large groups known as a school or a bloat. Both of these words, school and bloat, are words that can be used in different ways to mean something else. For example, we know the word school as a place we go to learn new things, but here we are using school to describe something else entirely.
Yes, school is where we humans go to learn, but for some fish and water-based animals, the word school is used to describe a large group who swims or stays together.
Exactly. To use school this way in a sentence, you can say, a school of fish swam by, or a school of hippos floated together in the river. In this story, we are going to use the word school in 2 different ways.
2 ways.
Hedy is an 8-year-old hippo who travels with her school of hippos to go to school. Pretty cool, right?
Yeah. And that's a good thing to point out. And it's also something fun to look out for with other words that might have more than one meaning.
Yeah, it is fun when one word can be used to mean different things. And before we jump in, I know I mentioned Hedy is an 8-year-old hippopotamus already, but Lindsay, kids and listeners at home, let's use our ears and our minds while we listen and see if we can find where the number 8 shows up again and listen for the letter H. And as always, stick around for our Call a Kitty Wink segment at the end.
I'm excited for this story. Enjoy a Kitty Wink story from us. It's time to listen, and then we'll discuss.
Yahoo! Let's go!
Hedy is an 8-year-old hippopotamus who lives in a rather slow-moving river in Africa. Her school, or bloat of hippos, happened to be led by her handsome older brother, Harley. Every hippo in the bloat had excellent water skills, but Harley was the leader. He was in charge of 24 hippopotamuses altogether and prided himself on being the best of the best at all things hippo. For instance, he could run the fastest on land, could eat the most fruit and grass out of all the hippos in the bloat, and could hold his breath the longest underwater. Hedy was very proud of her big brother and loved being his little sister, always cheering him on and bragging to her friends about his amazing abilities. Harley knew his sister was proud of him and appreciated her support, but always reminded her that his abilities did not appear by magic. They came to him after a lot of practice, dedication, and more practice.
Yeah, Harley seems like he works really hard. When we practice, we're doing something repeatedly over and over again so that we can get better at that action or activity. Does Hedy like to practice like her brother?
Harley does work really hard and practices all of his hippo activities regularly. Hedy, on the other hand, I think it would be fair to say that she was not a fan of practicing herself. She was much too busy bragging about her brother and goofing around with her friends. Her focus was making her friend hippos laugh. Hedy would sing funny songs all day long, collecting as many giggles as she could from her hippo friends and family.
Well, it is fun to collect giggles. What songs did she like to sing? Any that we would know?
They are songs that are pretty popular. Hedy would start with songs everyone knew in school. But then she would change the words to make them silly and sometimes even nonsensical. For example, one of her favorite songs she would sing was The Itsy Bitsy Spider. But instead of a spider, it was always a giraffe. And instead of going up the water spout, the giraffe went up and down a path. She would sing, The itsy bitsy giraffe went up and down a path. The giraffe was so stinky, it needed a bubble bath.
A giraffe taking a bubble bath?
I know.
That's a silly song. I bet it got a huge laugh from the other hippos.
Her songs always got a laugh. Harley especially loved his sister's songs and her funny lyrics. Being silly and goofy can be a lot of fun. But Hedy had a dilemma. She always wanted to be goofy. Mm. This became an even bigger dilemma for her when she turned 8, because 8 is the age hippos go to swim school.
Swim school sounds fun. Hedy could still be her goofy self there too, right?
Interestingly, hippopotamuses do not know how to swim the way we humans swim.
Oh.
They actually cannot even float in water.
Huh.
They bounce off or push off the bottom of the rivers they live in, and they can do this slowly or fast.
And don't hippopotamuses also have a bit of webbing in between their toes, too? I bet that comes in handy when they walk through the water.
They do, and it's very handy. There were 4 hippos in swim school, and the 8-year-old hippos learned how to use the webbing in between their toes to move easily through the river they call home. They also learned how to properly close their nostrils so they could hold their breath underwater. Hippos are able to hold their breath underwater for 5 whole minutes.
Oh my gosh, that's really impressive.
Yeah.
Sounds like hippos need a lot of different skills to stay afloat and move around in the water.
That's exactly why swim school is so important for little hippos. Yeah. Learning new skills takes a lot of time and a lot of practice. Harley was the swim school instructor for the 8-year-olds and took this responsibility very seriously. Harley was known to be the best of the best at all things hippo because he practiced, and practiced. He wanted to make sure he passed down his knowledge and his passion to the next hippo generation. And he knew practicing was the key to success. Mm-hmm. On the first day of swim school, Harley asked the 4 little hippos to get in a line and stretch out their webbed toesy-wosies as wide as they could. This is a hippo version of stretching and will help them get ready for the lessons ahead.
We love to stretch. LB and I try to stretch every morning to start our morning off right. And baby Brooke also does some little tiny stretches. It makes us feel great to move our bodies.
That is such a good thing to do in the morning. I wish I could tell you that Hedy listened to her brother and did her toe stretches like her other classmates. Uh-oh. Unfortunately, Hedy, once again, got sidetracked and focused more on her funny songs.
Wait, she was sidetracked, like on the side of a track?
That is a good word to clarify. When someone is sidetracked, it means they are distracted from or not focused on what they should be paying attention to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hedy was supposed to be focused on stretching and getting ready for her first swim class lesson. But instead, she was being goofy and making up silly songs to see how many friends she could get to laugh out loud.
Oh, that must have made it hard for the other hippos to focus.
You are absolutely right. Hedy sang, if you're happy and you know it, stretch your toes. Go down low, low, low and blow your nose.
That would make me laugh too.
Everyone laughed and made nose blowing sounds. However, Harley, who usually was the first hippo to laugh at his sister's funny songs, was not laughing now.
I bet he wasn't.
He talked to the class about how they all needed to pay attention and work hard on learning the ways of the hippo, especially holding their breath. The final test for each student would be to hold their breath for 5 minutes straight. At first, the hippos could only hold their breath for 1 or 2 minutes at a time.
Oh, wow. They have a ways to go.
Yeah.
What did they do to get better?
They did have a long way to go. Harley worked with the class for 8 weeks straight.
Oh, wow. 8 weeks. That's a long time.
Yeah. And he was teaching them every breathing technique and exercise he knew. The class worked really hard and practiced for up to 8 hours a day.
8 hours a day?
Yeah. But all all of them practice really hard, but except for one student.
Oh, no.
Do you know who didn't practice like she should have?
Yeah, I think I know. I think it's the silly singing Heidi.
Heidi kept playing around and was too busy singing and goofing off to learn her brother's breathing techniques. And while the hippos initially laughed at Heidi's songs and sounds, they quickly stopped and focused on their swimming lessons.
Good, they should.
Yeah. They knew that they had to practice really hard to pass their final exams. Harley tried to get his sister to practice too, but she didn't want to listen. Heidi knew how much her brother loved her and thought he was just going to pass her anyways. 8 weeks seemed to fly by for the hippos, which meant the big day was upon them.
Finals day!
Harley had the hippos line up, and one at a time, each hippo completed their 8 exams.
8 exams. Wow.
Do you know what they are?
I would think that one might be stretching.
You're right. Shaking, diving, bobbing, pushing off, shimmying, jumping, and holding their breath for 5 minutes straight were the other ones. Mm-hmm. Heidi was the 4th and last student to take her test. With a little bit of luck, Heidi did pass her stretching, shaking, diving, and bobbing tests. But unfortunately, she could not get her push-offs, shimmying, and jumping quite right. Worst of all, when it was time to hold her breath, she only made it to 3.5 minutes.
Oh, 3.5 minutes. Oh no, that means she did not pass the class.
Heidi was in disbelief. She was sure she had enough natural ability to slide through and get a passing grade. But when Harley shared with the class that everybody but Heidi passed, she was so hurt and not at all in a silly, goofy mood. As her other classmates celebrated with a game of underwater hide-and-seek, Heidi was left alone and left out.
Oh, what a bummer.
Heidi was frustrated she did not pass and sad she would have to take another 8 weeks of swim lessons all over again.
Yeah, but she has to be safe, right? So
exactly.
Yeah.
Harley sat down next to Heidi, and together they talked about what Heidi could have done differently. She realized there was no way around it. Practice really was important. Mm-hmm. There will always be time for silliness and fun, but there is also time to focus, work hard, and practice.
What an important lesson to learn. She's finally found the beauty of balance, and I think she'll really like having time for more than just trying to make people laugh.
Exactly. Using her frustration and the sad feelings of being left behind as her new motivation, she felt ready to start over again. This time around, Heidi knows what needs to be done and is determined to not only be the funniest hippo, but to be the best of the best of all things hippo.
Oh, that's great. And that's the end.
Let's call a kitty wink.
Hi, kitty wink. Can you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Nellie and I like rainbows.
Hi, Nellie. I love rainbows too. They're my absolute favorite. It's so great having you on this week's podcast.
Yeah, Nellie, we love having you here. Did you like the story?
Yeah.
What was your favorite part of the hippo story?
Your nose.
Can you share the... Okay, so Nellie likes the silly songs part of the story. How did the silly song go? Should we sing it with you? If you're happy and you know it.
Your nose.
Reach down low, low, low and touch your...
Toes.
That's the song. And we forgot to ask, what was the letter that we focused on this story?
H.
H. Yeah. And what words do you know that start with the letter H?
Hug.
Hug.
Yes. And do you like hugging your mommy?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a good hugger, right?
Nellie, what about in the story? What about the names of the characters? Did Heidi start with H?
Yeah.
Did Harley start with H?
Yeah.
What number did the story focus on?
8.
8. And how many tentacles does Ozzy the octopus have?
8.
Yeah! Nellie, you are so smart. That is such an observant thing. Is there any other place in the story? Because that's not in the story. But was there a place in the story that the number 8 came up in?
You have to be 8 years old to start swim class.
So you had to be 8 years old to take swim class. Is that true for you? Or when did you start taking swim class? Do you remember?
When I was 3.
Oh, wow. When you were 3. And I bet listeners, I bet a lot of you take swim class too.
What was your favorite part of swim class?
Swimming.
That's a great answer. And did you learn anything about hippopotamuses?
They're webbed feet.
They have webbed feet, right? Do they push off with their feet against the rocks?
Yes.
You're right. They do.
Yeah. I found it really interesting that hippos like actually can't swim. Yeah. They really have to push off of things. And I'm wondering, did Hedy learn anything like about how you should act during swim class?
You should listen.
Definitely, you should listen.
When Hedy was at school and she was the one person that didn't make it through to pass her final exams, right?
That's not nice.
Yeah, she didn't feel good after that, right? So what did she do after that? After she talked to Harley, her brother, what did she do?
Practice, practice, practice.
She did. She practiced, practiced, practiced. And do you think that she passed the second time she took swim school?
Yes.
I think so, too.
Okay, Nellie, I have a would you rather question for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Would you rather be a hippo or a hamster? They both start with H. What do you think?
Hamster.
Tell us why.
Because I like hamsters.
Hamsters are cool. I think that'd be really fun to run on a hamster wheel.
Yeah.
And then, Nellie, do you have a would-you-rather question for us?
Would you rather be a hippo or a snow cone?
Ooh. You know what? I don't think this is a real answer that I can give you, but I want to be a hippo eating a snow cone. What about you, Juliana?
You know, I think I would be a hippo.
Nellie, I want to know your answer. Would you rather be a hippo or a snow cone?
A hippo.
Why?
Because they have webbed feet and they could push off of the water.
Love it. Nellie, thank you so much for being our Kitty Wink guest. We loved having you.
Yes, this was so fun. And hopefully we get to talk to you soon. Goodbye.
Bye.
That was so fun to be with all of you and have a conversation with our Kitty Wink guest, Nellie.
Woohoo, Nellie!
If you would like to be a Kitty Wink guest, please reach out. We would love to have you. Email us at contactkittywink@gmail.com and check out our Instagram page at Kitty Wink Crew.
We would love to have artwork as well from our Kitty Winks to share. Can you draw a hippo? Please send it our way, and we might just feature your artwork on our page.
Yes, and remember, hippos have webbed feet. Thanks for letting us share what we love, stories. Please come back next week for a new podcast story adventure. We want to grow our community, so please show us some love by liking, subscribing, and reviewing.
Thank you, and remember to love yourself, others, and spread that love everywhere. Or as Ozzy would say, lead with your 3 hearts.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Go, Kitty Wink. Yay!
Stories written and read by Juliana Bria and Lindsay Farley. Original theme by Miriam Mayer. Artwork by Amy Nicholson and Maggie Porter. Find us wherever you get your podcasts. This has been a Kitty Wink Crew production.